I'm coming down with something. Although Richie will tell you it's been like this for the past 14 or 15 years.
Yeah.
I was just looking at a video that we're going to have on the air tomorrow, which describes a woman's experiences with what she thought was Alzheimer's. Turned out to be neither dementia or Alzheimer's. Turned out to be, you'll hear the story tomorrow. It's really... something I probably ought to, you know, I haven't done any thinking about this because I don't do these things with me in mind. If we were a really smart group here, Richie, and really were trying to promote the radio program, we'd take all of the interviews that I've done with people who are at risk for dementia or Alzheimer's, the stories I've done on brain disease, brain trauma, the NHL stories, the college football, the professional football, the wrestling, whatever, all these things, and we'd submit them for some kind of an industry award somewhere, someplace, but that's not why I do this.
Your public service. Service.
What? I just think that this is these are good stories to be told.
Yeah.
But other people would take this material if they were better at PR than I am. and milk it a little bit better. But there are a lot of very important stories here. So, anyway, I don't do, I'm not in it for the money. Let's put it that way.
We're just here for the fun.
Something. Yeah, well, I just do think that in this case, it's one of those things that maybe if I looked at it the other way, I'd be better serving those who could get some help by doing a broader reach than just even the radio program.
You know, I think it's fun that you've, not fun, but cool that you finally found something that is important to you and that you feel that you can make a difference with. So you continue to talk about it.
Right.
Some people may get angry. Some people may disagree. Some people may think you're nuts. But you know, for you, hey, you've found the cause.
Wasn't you know, it wouldn't be the first time that somebody thought I was nuts. That isn't bothering me. I don't care about that
at all.
No, I mean that people who do what I do for a living and do it successfully are strange. That's the bottom line. I mean, Roberta, you've been around a lot. You've worked with Stern. You've worked with Imus. You've worked with me.
Yes.
And these people are all stranger than I am, even. Maybe, I don't know, you may think I'm the strangest of the bunch. That's why you've stuck around for as long as you have.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you're strange and I'm wonderful. We have a strange and wonderful relationship.
I'm glad we clarified that. Thanks very much. That's true, though. A lot of people that people find interesting are the characters. Let's look at it this way. When you go to a neighborhood party or you are in a circumstance where there is someone who's out on a limb, shall we say, and describe that any way you want to, doesn't dress like everybody else, doesn't have a conventional job, is driving something that most people wouldn't drive, has a lifestyle that's erratic. Right? These people are the ones who get more attention.
Those are the radio hosts.
The guy who works in the bank. Right? How many times you ever go to a corner and listen to a guy who works in a bank tell stories? What stories do you think the guy in the bank has? What does he have?
Apologies to all of our bank working listeners.
Yeah, right.
I'm not.
You boring people, you.
You're stepping in it, Doug.
I know.
He's right. I mean,
people that work in the bank.
Well, what possibly do they have?
People are boring.
Every single day, the kids ride their bikes or skateboards, all that other stuff. All the parents
are
sitting there
chatting,
talking.
They are boring.
And you are exactly right. People that have the more creative jobs.
Richie.
Yeah.
See if you can find Stuart Brooks. We'll prove to you that accountants are boring.
Oh, my goodness.
Find Stuart Brooks.
She just, like, insulted us. How many people, though?
I don't know. I'm not trying to insult people. I'm just saying
this is reality.
But you know what? I'm not insulting anybody. If that's the way they take it, that's too bad. I'm not.
Okay. If
I want to insult you, it'll be you'll get the bar.
Here's the exception.
Right.
Salespeople.
Yeah.
They're going to be the outgoing people, too.
Yeah, well they we're salespeople. We're pitchmen.
Right, but you know, people don't go into accounting because they want to show off their personality, Roberta.
Yeah.
They go into sales because they have a personality and they can use that personality to help them.
Yeah.
Though most people, you have to admit, most people are not terribly outgoing. I once saw a little statistic that said something like 95% of people would rather, you know, have their eyeballs plucked out than have to get in front of a group of people and
speak.
It.
Yeah. Hate it.
Right.
Hate it.
Don't want to speak.
You hate it?
Nah, he's okay.
I don't hate it.
I'm uncomfortable with it.
Nah. You know what? I had dinner with Maria last night. Maria Bailey,
jitters,
who's
you know.
Associated with this program in many ways. And she and I were talking about you and how wonderful you were at the event that she sponsored in New York a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, she had the She Streams Mommy Blogger Conference.
Yeah. Right. What do they call it? She Streams.
She Streams. Yeah. Maria has a new blog site for women bloggers. And she had this nice, get-together up in New York. There was a couple of hundred people there. It was really neat. It was fun.
You know,
I had the opportunity to speak, and it was...
Were you nervous?
I was at first.
Why?
I don't know. It's funny because we sit here and we stare at a microphone and we all talk to each other. That means the listeners, you, me, everybody. And I have this comfort here. But when you go out and you actually see a few hundred people in front of you. And it's out of your element. It's different. But once you start talking, you're like, okay, you're fine.
See, I don't feel that way at all. Maybe I'm not smart enough.
The first 60 seconds, you don't.
Well, when I'm talking to a big group of people,
right?
Mm-hmm. It depends on whether I know what I'm talking about or not. If I know what I'm talking about, it doesn't make any difference to me whatsoever.
And that's why at Maria's conference I was so comfortable, because we were talking about...
what you know.
All of this.
Right, yeah. So why would you speak to a group and not know what you were talking about?
Exactly.
Who put themselves in that position? That'd be foolish. Put yourself in that position. And it doesn't make any difference how big or small. Some people... Actors are great examples of this. Actors are usually, not always, but usually terrified of meeting people, going to big fan events. Shatner's the exception. But many people who are actors are used to the confinement of the stage. They're used to being in a closed circumstance where they're protected.
And having a script.
Like the newsman. Same thing. And that's those people are not used to. You think they're public figures. Well, they certainly are, but that doesn't mean they like the public. It just means they're public figures. How do they deal?
They have their comfort zone, sitting in that chair, at that desk, looking at the camera, reading the cue cards or the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And that's their comfort zone. You put them in the middle of 20 people or something, and then, boom, it's all different.
Johnny Carson was perhaps the best example of that. He didn't want to be... He was great on stage, whether you saw him in person in Las Vegas. I remember seeing him in Cleveland. I remember I went to see him four or five times in different performances in the late 60s and early 70s. He was great. But Ed used to say he just didn't want to be in the public. He didn't want to be... After the show was over, he'd change his clothes, he'd go out and get in his car, and he'd drive out of the parking lot.
Right.
Didn't want to stay and visit with Ed would stay and visit with the people in the audience, and that was his style. Johnny, out of there. Gonzo. And so that's, you know, everybody's got a different comfort zone. Johnny Carson used to say he always had butterflies every night before he went out and got his first laugh. Always wondered.
Elton John throws up before he goes on stage still.
Oh, my heavens. Can you imagine?
And that guy's about as confident. I mean, he's not a shy
great performer. He's a great performer.
I will tell you that when I was 20 years old, when I first went into the car business, I was scared to talk to anybody. I mean, I was very comfortable, with, you know, fun sense of humor, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff around people I knew.
Yeah.
But I did not like talking to people I did not know.
You've made it, though, Richie.
Being in the sales business, it forces you.
Yeah.
To break out of your shell.
When
and
I was...
I suggest everybody should do a sales job at least for a year.
Good shout. Roberta, when I was at the service for Richie's dad, after a few minutes of the accolades the family was paying to one another, one of the brothers, I don't remember which one, introduced Richie, They were talking about what the father instilled in them. And the reference, I felt warm being there because there were several references to me during the course of the event. One of them was apologies to me, apologies to Doug. Richie's become this big disc jockey. I so chuckled to myself.
Isn't that funny?
At that. It was very funny, but it was nice because they, in their world, you have become, and you have, a disc jockey, but they all encompassing being on the air.
Is, radio.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So you're a big star, Rich.
Whatever.
17, Roberta, you're a big star. And
Thank you.
My mom still tells me to eat my vegetables.
That's it. All the big stars on the Good Day program. 17 after the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
So, the world's oldest car has sold for $4.6 million.
Did you see this thing? It is cool.
Good luck with getting the inspection sticker on it, though.
Yeah.
The oldest running vehicle made in France at an auction. It went for $4.6 million over the weekend, built in 1884.
Now, this is the oldest vehicle known to be in existence that runs.
Runs, right, exactly. Right. Man. An amazing story. 21 after on Good Day.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? Music. this is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, time for our daily celebration of who's alive and kicking, celebrating their birthday. It's October the 12th. So let's get into line here with Sam Moore up first from Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm a coming. Soul Man, I thank you. Soul Sister Brown, a song called Sugar.
Soul Sister Brown Sugar, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Soul Sister Brown Sugar.
I told you this last week.
Did you, Rich?
That we, Roberto, I think you saw this too. We had the opportunity to see Sam Moore and Travis Tritt perform all of the Sam and Dave songs because Dave's no longer with us at the Jazz Fest years ago.
Wow. Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
Love these chords, Regine.
Just good stuff. That'd be the Colonel, Steve Cropper on guitar there. Duck Dunn on
Cropper.
Bass.
All those guys were in the first Blues Brothers
yes,
movie.
They were.
Yeah. All right, so Sam Moore, born this day 1935, so he's 76 today. Up next in the spotlight is Rick Parfitt. Guitarist of Status Quo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about this group.
Oh, it's a great, this is their song.
Good.
Yeah.
Pictures of Matchstick Men.
Yes.
He's 63 today. Pat D'Annunzio.
D'Annunzio?
What'd I say? D'Annunzio.
D'Annunzio.
From Smithereens.
Yeah, I just saw him in concert a few months ago.
Wow, Richie, can I touch you?
He's on, very active on Facebook.
Is he?
Yeah, very cool guy. We've had him on the show a couple times. He ran for the Senate once.
I obviously didn't learn enough to pronounce his name. I saw that, and I'm thinking about D'Annunzio from NCIS.
You were wrong.
I was. That's true.
So, cool guy.
Be the first time in my life I was wrong. Carlos Bernard was Tony Almeida on 24. Where has he been since then? You've noticed that the 24 crowd is sort of spreading out. You know who's been around? Jean Smart has been playing a number of roles. Yeah, she was the governor in Hawaii Five-0, got killed at the end of the last season.
They killed the governor off?
Killed off the governor.
Oh, right. Wow.
Whoa Fat, the bad guy, killed her off.
Wow.
Whoa Fat?
Whoa Fat is the bad guy on Hawaii Five-0. Whoa Fat. Then she was on a law, I think she was actually, I don't remember which show she was on, whether it was The Good Wife or what I've seen. It's one of the legal shows, playing a very suspicious defense attorney. And she got her head handed to her there. Anyway, she's a... And, of course, Kiefer's going to have his own new show starting.
That looks interesting.
Right. And you saw the woman that played Tony Almeida's wife. What was her name in the show? Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle. She's been around getting parts.
I've seen her a little bit.
Yeah, she's around. But the rest of the people haven't seemed to... Chloe's been in some movies, but she just became a mom. She's going to Israel with me in December, so I'll have some stories to tell when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready for Adam Rich, who's 43?
Adam Rich.
Who?
Adam Rich.
He was the little kid. What was his name?
Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas.
Eight is enough.
Yeah, with that, with the bowl haircut.
Yeah. Well, he's 43 now, Richie. That
That's
put
disgusting.
Things into proper perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Kirk Cameron's birthday is today. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to do Marty McGuire first from the Dixie Chicks. 43 today? Yeah, 40. No, 42, sorry. Dixie Chicks. I like the Dixie Chicks. Let's see. Who else have we got here? Oh, now it's time for Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron, Mike, Growing Pains, right?
Yep.
Why, you like that show, Roberta?
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
You know what I didn't realize?
What's that, Richie?
I just went to hit the button to play this song, and I thought I was hitting the wrong button because Louise Mandrell sings this song, and I didn't know that.
How'd you find it out?
I'm looking at the song that I have loaded on the...
Oh, it shows you who wrote it?
Yeah.
If today is your birthday, you have a keen mind, you are friendly, you are sociable, you have strong attributes. Happy birthday.
Okay.
That's good. Right? Enthusiastic, hardworking.
This is a Libra, right? Right
yes.
now?
Yes. Libra or Libra. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Everything from basic banking and savings to how the stock market works.
Grandparents have both the time and the life experience to teach their grandkids about money.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There are also activities you can do to teach them the value of work while having fun. Jeff Yeager, author of The Cheapskate Next Door, got this idea from a couple in Ohio.
They're not very wealthy. They have a lot of grandkids, and they wanted to do something to help their grandkids afford college. They couldn't write a check, but what they decided to do was to plant a massive vegetable garden every spring, and with the help of their grandkids, sell the produce alongside the road. They've done this for, I think, 9 years now, and have built a pretty nice savings account for their grandchildren's college fund.
The grandchildren help with all the stages of the project, planting, weeding, and selling. Here's another idea.
Start a pet walking service or have them host a yard sale or garage sale with you.
For the older grandkids, start researching college scholarships. You can also save them tons of money by offering them room and board and a place away from their parents if they attend a college near you. Many students borrow thousands just to pay dorm fees.
The irony being that nowadays, once they've graduated, they're so far in debt. What do? Then they move back home with mom and dad. I think it's a case of you could just skip that step.
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Two people said they love the show. Wow, we're in good city.
Well,
it's Fat City.
Good they city. Say it as a couple, so I think one was speaking for the other. It's Kateria and Doug in, where are they at? Elbridge, New York.
Following us on Facebook.
Following us on Facebook, and they said, love the show.
Love it.
So we said, the show loves you back.
Love it. As opposed to, was it Lyle Lovett who was married to Julia Roberts?
It was Lyle Lovett.
Yeah. Okay.
Figure that.
Let's listen, strange things happen in the world.
Yeah.
Including here, this is enough to turn me off. I'm a big protester. I love protests. No matter what it is, let's protest. So I'm encouraging the people who are doing the Wall Street bit to demonstrate. Although Kanye West has been working the various cities, the demonstrations to show support for them.
Enough said.
That's what I was thinking.
If you didn't know anything about him before, you do now.
Right, exactly. All right, at DougStephan.com today, a couple of stories that one of them especially sort of falls into what we were just talking about with regard to people who are strange. Roberta Fasanelli, admittedly very strange.
Yep.
Rich McFadden.
I'm the most, Jennifer is the most normal of all of us, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, she's syrupy, sweet, and sugary nice. And
very nice.
Very normal.
Okay. So we have decided that the key to radio success is being a little strange.
Yeah.
Now, in another league, one might ask, what's the key to being successful in business? According to the story at DougStephan.com, on the website today, being a psychopath actually gives you an edge at being a business success.
Sure, you're not afraid of anything.
Story says, while most workers prefer not to have a crazy boss, their attitude toward female bosses are changing. Crazy and female together, but I'm not sure why that is, but that's
where they're putting it.
Right. The high percentage of crazy bosses explains the average worker's weight problems. Wow.
Hmm.
A close look here reveals a study of more than 200 executives found that almost 4% were considered psychopaths by the people that worked for them when they are ranked on the psycho list. Is a checklist, a tool that therapists use to assess personality disorders. You have any personality? The book, by the way, that this comes from is called Snakes in Suits.
I love it. Snakes in
Snakes
suits.
In Suits. When psychopaths go to work,
wow.
The 1% of the general population shows psychopathic tendencies. Now, here's how I would translate this. You know how I always am talking about those who want to be in control, those who want to be the boss, those who want to be in charge. They want to lord it over you.
You mean like you?
I don't know that I'm a little different.
Oh, no, you want control.
Yeah, well, I don't like drive. I don't like being driven. I like to drive the car.
Right.
Okay.
But you let everybody else change the lug nuts and do all that stuff. You're cool with that.
No, I changed a flat tire on a hay wagon last night.
No,
I know what you mean.
I'm trying to say that.
I know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. And you failed at it miserably.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, I think that you have to exercise some form of authority. Is that by and of itself? See, I don't think I'm that authoritarian, and I think that my businesses show that I'm not because they aren't as successful as they might be if I were a commander.
You're a tyrant.
But then again, there's the total opposite of that. You have to be able to let the people who know, like I. You know, with my stuff around here, I finally came to the realization years ago that this guy knows this better than I do. So, okay, what do you think? And let him handle it. He knows what to do. And then, like you, just kind of steer the ship and make sure that they, you know, are going in the right direction.
Yeah. So, this 200 executive study found that 4% were considered psychopaths when ranked on the psychopathy. How did you pronounce
psychopathy?
That? Yeah, this didn't
psychopathy?
Sound
psychopathy?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, that's a tool that therapists use to assess the disorder. If you have a disorder, this is how they figure it out. And that's what they've reported in Snakes in Suits, the book.
Have you ever taken that? What is that personality test?
Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
And what did it tell you?
I'm wonderful.
Huh.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. I'm smart. I'm a born leader. You remember John Pericol, he was one of the fellows that I've used over the years as a consultant.
Yeah.
He had ways of referring to people sort of as extroverts, introverts. That isn't the term I'm reaching for it now. And I haven't found it.
Interesting you mentioned his name. The other day I posted that picture of Steve Jobs where it said, given up at birth, adopted, dropped out of college, and then changed the world. Mm-hmm. What's your excuse? And I put it up there, and I simply said, what's your excuse? And Pericol said, I'm not a genius,
mm-hmm.
inferring like Steve Jobs was.
Right. I think he is.
He's an interesting way of looking at people.
Yep. He's a very, he's an empathetic fellow. All right. So according to this, psychopaths lack empathy. They do not feel remorse for any of their actions. So that leaves me out because I feel not regret, but
when
remorse.
When you run over the chicken
rooster.
In the driveway rabbit.
Things that when I'm demonstrative with people that I care about, and it may not be a positive demonstration, then it bugs me. So, I mean, could you say, look at Mike Paradiso, the kid who runs the network with you. He's a kid. He's your mm-hmm. age. I don't see him as being a psychopath. I think he's...
definitely not. He's very straight-laced.
Yeah.
He's the straight-laced of the two of us.
He's buttoned up.
Right.
In a sense. All right?
But a little kooky underneath.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My God, yeah, he's a very kooky guy. But still, he doesn't come across as a psychopath.
Right. Hides it well.
Right. Now, Jim might be, maybe.
Yeah.
You can tell him I said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a report, according to the story at DougStephan.com today, that is coming out that is going to delineate better how mental health in the workplace is something that needs to be stressed, because the lack of good, solid mental health is causing physical health. Now, we're coming around to something that has been part of the discussion here on this program for a long time. I'm not saying bully for me. Look, I see the future. But how smart do you have to be? If you're frustrated, angry, you've got pent-up emotions, what do? Duh. You eat, you drink, you smoke, you do things that are considered, antisocial. Most people are eating. If they are not happy, they are eating. That's one of the reasons that our waistlines are growing as much as they are.
Hmm.
Right? And that goes for bosses as well. And that's why the discussion of Chris Christie as a presidential candidate, you know, that behind the scenes, I told you this, Roger Ailes, who runs the Fox News channel, has been trying to get Christie, he's the kingmaker, he sees himself as a kingmaker. Roger Ailes has exactly the same physical profile as Chris Christie does. They are both overweight men who need to do more, and Ailes is a good 25 years older than Christie is. He's every bit of 70 and then some. I think he's probably older than that. Roberta, you've maybe seen him more. I haven't seen Ailes sat in his office three or four years ago. I haven't seen him since then. But I know, seen pictures of him. But he's a heavy dude. And Chris Christie is as well. But anyway, what I heard sort of floating around the grapevine was that the reason Christie didn't want to run is because he didn't want to embarrass his family by people poking fun at his weight.
You know, who did I hear last week?
Did you hear the same thing?
Well,
same sort of story.
No, I heard a show covering him, obviously didn't like him.
Yeah.
And every single mention that they had of him had to do with his weight.
Yeah.
So in the course of a minute or 2 minutes or something like that, they just continually talked about his, they would talk about his policy on this, and then it went back to his weight, and then his policy on that, and then it went back to his weight.
So you understand what I'm saying.
I just thought, man, how sad.
Yeah.
How sad. Just, if a guy's got ideas, you're going to use his physical appearance to attack him.
Yep. Because that's the way politics is. It's nasty.
Or do you think there's just a prejudice against overweight people in this country?
Yeah, no, there is.
Sure there is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what? There's a woman that we had on another one of our shows here, and I'm going to get her on this show, and she wrote a whole book about the effect of being beautiful.
A whole book?
Yeah.
Book. We all know what that deal is.
Yeah, but she's broken it down and got the numbers.
But you see, what your definition
it's
is...
interesting.
And what my definition is and what her definition is of beauty will be different. You know how I feel. What I think is physically beautiful in a woman, not what most people think.
That was one of the interesting points they made is that in lawsuits, if it is alleged that I hired this person over that person because of their looks, when you go to sue, how do you define beauty?
Right. Good question. All right, so the story is there. Bosses and psychopaths. One is the same as another? Yes or no? Get the answer under headlines from today's show, where we also find a story about a problem, a legal problem, that a clerk in Illinois had. And our poll is based on getting a traffic ticket, which is the story behind the story. We'll cover it and examine it next here on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. Revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm trying to be strange.
Okay.
You are so strange.
Richie, how do you like my shirt, by the way?
Let me see it. I don't know.
Check it out, the video streaming,
nice.
DougSteffen.com. Okay, so here's the story of a records clerk in a sheriff's department in Illinois who apparently goofed. She mistakenly faxed a request to have her son's speeding ticket fixed. Instead of sending it to the office of the district attorney, it was faxed to the local newspaper.
Uh-oh.
Joanne Reed tried to use the fax machine at the sheriff's office to send a copy of the ticket issued by another police district to an attorney, only to fire off the fax to the News Democrat, the local newsroom, newspaper. "Dismiss this case, please," read the handwritten note accompanying the three-page message signed by Ms. Reed. "This guy is the son of one of our deputies." "Guilty, period," Reed later told the News Democrat reporter after being questioned about the facts. She insisted she falsely suggested the ticket. The ticketed motorist was the son of a deputy, but actually a college student she was trying to help. She said she figured the misrepresentation would help get the ticket removed. $175 was the fine. So our poll at DougSteffen.com today, have you ever gotten a traffic ticket fixed? A, yes, it helps to know people. B, yes, it cost a lot. C, I tried but couldn't get it done. D, I've tried, though, I've thought about it, but I've never tried. E, no, I've never considered it. F, I've never gotten a traffic ticket. Good luck to you if F is your answer. All right, so you might want to check that out and fill in the poll, as so many of you do every day, at DougSteffen.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The Republican presidential sweepstakes. It's Romney, backed by Christie, and then the rest of the field. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was just last week when the governor of New Jersey, the man so many Republicans want to join the presidential field, stepped up to the podium to announce he wasn't running. And then there he was again, yesterday, in Hanover, New Hampshire, hours before the latest Republican presidential debate, Chris Christie being introduced by the GOP's fragile frontrunner, Mitt Romney, and Governor Christie had this to say.
I'm here in New Hampshire today for one simple reason. America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Christie's early endorsement of Romney is seen as something of a surprise, as it was expected that the New Jersey governor would wait and see how things shook out as the campaign moved along. And that brings us to last night's debate. Mitt Romney, the former governor of a neighboring state, Massachusetts, the clear frontrunner among New Hampshire voters, Romney still answering questions about the health care plan he created while governor, and Romney got into it last night with Texas Governor Rick Perry.
We have the lowest number of kids as a percentage uninsured of any state in America. You have the highest. I'm still speaking.
He may still be speaking. Quippy lines of the night. There were a few of them related to candidate Herman Cain's proposed 999 tax plan, referring to a 9% corporate and income tax rate, as well as a 9% national sales tax. Here's what former Utah Governor John Huntsman had to say about 999.
I think it's a catchy phrase. In fact, I thought it was the price of a pizza when I first heard it.
You see, Herman Cain is former CEO of Godfather Pizza. And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann joined in on 999, saying if you turn it upside down, the devil is in the details. 999 upside down, of course, is 666, the sign of the devil. Well, you get it. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off 17 points, closing at 11,416. S&P and NASDAQ both up slightly. Oil prices increased 40 cents a barrel, finishing at $85.81. A terror plot described this way by FBI Director Robert Mueller.
And though it reads like the pages of a Hollywood script, the impact would have been very real, and many lives would have been lost.
Officials say the terror plot with links to Iran has been disrupted. Two men charged with plotting the murder of the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. The conspiracy, we're told, was conceived by elements of the Iranian government. Attorney General Eric Holder vowed that Iran will be held accountable, but was vague about how that might happen. On Capitol Hill, the Senate dealing a blow to President Obama's jobs bill, which did not clear a 60-vote threshold needed to move forward. Democrats say they may attempt to approve the legislation in pieces. Baseball playoff scoreboard, the Tigers over the Texas Rangers in Detroit 5-2 in Game 3 of the ALCS. Rangers still lead 2-1. Game 4 this afternoon in Detroit. Cardinals and Brewers in the National League Championship Series. Game 3 in St. Louis tonight. That series tied at a game apiece. And finally, what were things like in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday afternoon?
It's chaos. There's no order. No one knowing which way to go. A lot of pushing and shoving.
Chaos. No order. No one knowing which way to go. Pushing and shoving. Sounds like that guy is describing the political gridlock in Congress, which prevents anything from getting done. But in fact, he was describing the afternoon commute, which turned into an absolute nightmare when metro trains on the Orange Line were reduced to a single track, and to make matters worse, the escalators at one of the stations were shut down as it was packed with waiting commuters. You want a summary of what it was like to be in the middle of that mess?
I thought I was going to die. Thousands of people down there trying to get out. There's no air. People are screaming, throwing up, passing out.
Here's hoping things run a bit more smoothly today for all those commuters. As for the congressional gridlock, I'm afraid that train has already left the station. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Is your